trying to get the hitters ready to hit. And then once we all started getting excited, bats started hitting the ball, and we started scoring runs.
So a huge win for you guys. I understand you're participating in the Firecracker Tournament down in Marinette this weekend. What does this do for you guys momentum-wise, confidence-wise, heading into such a big tournament that I understand you performed pretty well in last year, that is, before weather ended it a little early?
Yeah, I'm still sad we didn't get to play the rest of that tournament last year. It was a really good first game. But a game like this can really get our momentum going. Every guy feels like they can hit the ball a mile at the plate right now, and that's what you want going into a tournament where we want to take home a trophy here soon. So,
yeah. Absolutely. So, Jack, a complete team effort here for you guys. Again, 21-9. Just out of curiosity, have you ever been a part of such a high-scoring game before? Have you ever seen a team cross 21s with your own eyes before?
Never with my own eyes. It looks like a football score up there, kind of. But I've never seen or been a part of a game quite like this, no.
And that, of course, is largely in part thanks to your efforts at the plate. So, Jack, congratulations again on a great game. If you got anybody listening in back home, shout them out, my man.
Oh, I don't know of anyone, but you always got to thank your mom, right?
Oh, yeah. You'd never hear the end of it if you didn't.
Exactly.
All right, well, Jack, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on one heck of a game at the plate, my young friend.
Thank you.
Jack McEvers with his thoughts on the team's 21-9 victory over the Marquette Blues here at Haley Field, a game